from KQED. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Mina Kim. Coming up, as part of our statewide coronavirus coverage, we talk with high school students in California about how the school closures are affecting them. The timing of the closures has disrupted the schedule for AP tests and college entrance exams and could mean missing out on prom or graduation. We'll hear how students are coping with virtual instruction, social distancing, and how they're making sense of the coronavirus pandemic. Join us after this news. You're listening to special statewide coverage on the coronavirus. I'm Mina Kim. California's high school students say they're feeling a mix of anxiety, disappointment, and boredom after schools abruptly closed, upending their routines and social lives. In this hour, we hear from several high school students about how they're coping with such a dramatic shift in their lives, their academic instruction, and the uncertainty of whether they'll get to participate in cherished high school rites of passage, from class trips and prom to even graduation. And let me tell you who is on our student panel. Ray Weimer is with us. She's a sophomore at Lowell High School in San Francisco. Hi, Ray Weimer.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for being on. Also with us is Edward Huang, a junior at San Mateo High School. Hi, Edward Huang.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. And Kadir Scott is here, a senior at Oakland Technical High School. Thanks for being on, Kadir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, you know, let me start with you, Ray. How are you doing? I mean, you're probably more than a full weekend on school closures. What have been some of the hardest things to adjust to?
The main hard thing that I've been to adjust to has been the transition from a more tangible school day where you're at school in classes to a more virtual online school system where everything has been assigned so far really through Google Classroom and a few limited Zoom calls.
Yeah, what's it like taking your classes online or on Zoom?
It's very disengaged as somebody who really loves the classroom discussion aspect of school. It has been hard to adjust in that sense because when we are doing classes, you don't have any peers really there one-on-one to kind of talk through any problems or any questions you have. With most of our classes when we're on Zoom, it's usually pretty quiet because we're all on mute when the teacher is talking, but then people are kind of uncomfortable in this new use of a technology we hadn't used before to speak up as much.
Yeah. Kadir Scott, how about you? How are you holding up?
Me being a senior and all, it's been a weird experience because I'm so close to, like, graduating, like, actually finishing my high school experience as a whole. So it's definitely not the most fun thing in the world for me. But it's also, like, I'm not really making it not necessarily a big deal, but I'm not really worried about it as much as others. Or I'm kind of taking this time to relax and get my life together.
So you're a senior, I mean, graduation clearly, but what were some of the big events that you were looking forward to that are now up in the air?
Yeah, prom is definitely one of the biggest ones, senior grad night. It was going to be so fun. Everybody had all these plans. And then when this all happened, it was just like a total bummer because as a high school, you know, that's one of the main things you look forward to. It's like your prom and like your senior activities. So having that canceled for me is definitely not a good experience for me. But again, I'm just not really trying to think about it too much, trying to just keep going because I know it's not the end of the world, but it would have been fun to definitely have that experience in my life, my high school life.
It must be hard not to think about, though. I can see that you're trying to look on the bright side of this, but how have you been keeping busy?
Oh, man. I have been doing absolutely nothing. We're stuck in the house, so I can't really get out like that. I've been getting out every now and then, taking some walks, skating or whatever. But really, it's just been like, you know, doing homework, playing video games online, my friends, wherever, and like drawing, just like my little hobbies and stuff that I like to do already. Just doing those even more. I've actually picked up a few hobbies now. I'm learning how to play guitar, so that's a plus from all of this. But yeah.
And Edward Huang, I can imagine that it's been really different to have to shelter at home. I mean, are you seeing friends or are you pretty much socially isolated?
Physically? Yeah, I've only been out of the house like two times this entire thing. And haven't really been keeping like there's not that same sense of connection that I have between friends during like a time of social isolation where I don't have like an environment that's like designated for communicating with them physically, like school. It's kind of difficult to keep in touch over text and over FaceTime. And it's not really the same connection that you have. Like I had a group FaceTime yesterday and if I'm being honest, it was kind of awkward. I think at school is an environment where kids are more like inclined to talk to each other. But during isolation, I think that you're just not on the same page at like certain times of the day. So like if I talk to someone late in the day, they might not want to talk and you don't really know that and you don't really get to do that. So I think that during isolation, there are just times where, you know, kids just aren't able to communicate as well as they would socially as they would at school.
That makes a lot of sense. Your environment tends to really drive the conversation. And if you're all in these different environments, I can imagine that it can feel a little forced to make conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. It just wasn't the same experience when you're like FaceTiming. And it's kind of hard to keep in touch.
Edward Huang, what did you think it would be like when the closure was first announced? Because I've read that a lot of students initially thought kind of like, wow, a break, right? A nice breather.
Yeah. A common feeling among the student body was like, the closure all happened so fast. Like on Thursday, we all thought that, you know, our school was going to be open. The next day, turns out school would be closed for the next 2 weeks. That turned into 4 weeks. So a lot of kids were like, when it got extended, they were like, oh my God, it's winter break part two. But it really isn't. Like, I think 4 days after the school closure, our San Mateo County enforced the shelter in place. So all local businesses were closed and you couldn't really go outside within 6 feet of each other. So it's hard to socialize when you're that much apart and when everything, all the places that you hang out are closed. And like, yeah, it just isn't the same.
So it sounds like it's getting more real for people.
Yeah, it is getting more real as like a lot of kids expected to like, you know, drive around with their friends and, you know, hang out and go to parties. Even there were like jokes about parties being thrown like during the break, but obviously parties and those types of things, those aren't, you know, the best places to be during a pandemic with this highly contagious virus. It's dangerous now. And I think kids are understanding that.
Yeah. Well, Ray Wymer, how about for you and trying to, you know, quote, hang out with friends? How has that been? Has it been hard not to be able to see them regularly like you did at school?
Yeah, I would say it has been hard. For me, mainly, our shelter in place went in effect, I think, on Tuesday of last week. I'm not entirely sure on the date, but it was Monday or Tuesday, really early in the week. And so I had set up some plans with friends for later in that week, thinking, oh, it'll be nice. We can just see each other briefly, kind of get a break from the routine of now going to an online school, see how other people are coping and everything. And then the shelter in place was put in effect and everything was canceled. So that was a pretty big shock. I know I have some friends who had even more plans than I did. And we're just now just at home with no idea what they were going to do.
And you're also on the swim team, right, Ray?
Yes, I am. I'm on my
So all of that has been canceled?
That was canceled before these 2 weeks were set in place. It was actually canceled for my high school team. It was canceled the week prior, after the five-day closure of Lowell before the rest of San Francisco Unified School District. For my club team, that went into effect last Monday.
Hmm. I know that that's also something that being part of a sports team was such a big and fun part of my high school years. I imagine that must be hard not to be able to do that, and given that you probably had meets or events coming up.
Yes, we did. We had at least one every week for my school team. We had both our citywide final meet, which is all cities, which we are expecting to do really well in and get first, and then send on a few people to states. We have some really great swimmers this year. One of our swimmers on the girls' team, she is going to UCLA for swimming. She was scouted, and this is going to be her final year to get best times and improve her personal record before going off to college. And now that's canceled, so it's been interesting.
Interesting. I bet there's a lot behind that. Ray Weimer is a sophomore at Lowell High School in San Francisco. We also have Edward Huang with us, a junior at San Mateo High School, and Kadir Scott, a senior at Oakland Technical High School. We're checking in with high school students this hour to hear how they're coping with homeschooling, essentially, which is what's happening now, virtual instruction, social distancing, missing certain milestones, major events, and also just coping with the overall uncertainty of the near future. What are your questions for our student panel? Give us a call at 866-733-6786. Again, 866-733-6786. Are you a high school student? What's been your experience of sheltering in place? What are your hopes or fears? You can also get in touch on Twitter, Facebook, at KQED Forum, or email your questions to forum@kqed.org. We're joined now by Deshae Lee, a senior at McLean High School in Fresno. Hi, Deshae Lee. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, hi.
So I heard from our producer, Ariana, that you and your sister are watching your brothers because one of your brothers is sick right now. How's your brother feeling?
A couple of days ago, he wasn't doing too well. He wasn't very energetic, like, as he usually is. Like, most of the time, he's, like, on his video game and stuff, you know. Like, I hear him yelling all the time, but, like, that day, we didn't really hear, like, much from him. He was doing okay, but he was, like, really, like, tired and stuff. And but yesterday, he was back on his game. It wasn't the same as, like, usual, but it's just, like, nice to see that he's back up and energetic. And so, yeah.
Were all of you worried that he might have COVID-19?
Yeah, my mom especially, because she's working right now, and she can't tell her boss that she needs to take time off of work to take care of my brother, because they might dismiss her for the 2 weeks without pay. And
what does your mom do?
She works in the office. She works with, I think it's a janitorial service.
And so she's worried about taking time off, especially right now with all the way the economy and all the job losses that are happening all around us with the shelter at home order. But you're feeling all right. I mean, it sounds like you basically had to kind of keep your distance from your brother as well. How were you managing that?
Yeah. So my mom made it very, like, clear, like, every time you touch his door handle, wash your hands after. Every time he goes to the restroom, we have to, like, rewipe the you know how you flush the toilet, like, the handle to flush the toilet. You have to rewipe the doorknob. Like, pretty much everything, like, he touches or comes in contact with, because we don't want anybody else to get it. Right now, I'm fine. I'm just tired, so I just like this. But so yeah, we just been, like, really, like, cleaning and until, like, everything is gone and back to normal and stuff.
And you're a senior too, like Kadir. Have you had questions answered about graduation, senior events, your academics?
I haven't heard anything about graduation and like senior events because like from what I've heard, they're like my principal, like he has questions too that are unanswered. And so like he says, when he gets the answers, we get the answers. And so we're just like waiting and we're all waiting to see what's going to happen. And as far as academics, two of my classes were, I think we're going online. My English class, it's a college course. So we're switching everything to like online and stuff, like the whole city, Fresno City. And my AP class, we're mainly working on studying for the AP test just in case like the date doesn't get pushed back for the AP test. So, yeah.
So you're really dealing with a lot, Deshae. I mean, in addition to all of these questions about your future, about the academic situation, you're also dealing with some of the economic questions around your mom's work, and then now also your brother. So I've got to ask, like, how have you been coping through this? Like, what have you found helpful to get through?
Like relieve my stress, I guess. I paint a lot. I paint, and like I have like a whole art thing in my room. It's all set up, but it like helps me calm down because like I'm working on the details of the painting and stuff. So it's like, I don't know, it's relieving, I guess. That's pretty much it because I can't go outside or anything.
Well, we've got a call coming in from Mary in San Francisco. Hi, Mary. Join us. What would you like to ask our student panel?
Hi. I'm Mary Molly. That's my first name. I am a teacher, and I am just confounded by this whole situation. And I wanted to ask the students, what do they need from their teachers? You know, do they have any advice to give me a teacher of how to reach out to my students, what they need more of, what they need less of? Just kind of clue us in as teachers. How can we help you?
Mary Molly, thanks. Anyone want to answer Mary Molly's question?
I'd love to.
Is this Kadir?
Yes, Kadir. As a senior, getting so much work, because I've gotten a ton of work only from like one or two classes, but getting a lot when we're already kind of like towards the end of our school year and, you know, like senioritis kicks in and all that, it's almost overwhelming, especially with everything going on. So like getting a bunch of work as if like nothing's happened, it's kind of hard to deal with because there is a lot going on. And being at home, you already kind of don't really want to do a lot much more. Not to say that from like a lazy standpoint, but just from a standpoint of getting overwhelmed and having your students feel like super duper pressured, because you still want to help them, support them any way you can, especially if you are giving them a bunch of assignments to do. But it gets real hectic when you're in your bed sleeping. You wake up, you're like, oh my gosh, I have this 3-page essay that's still due. So it just gets a little stressful, you know. But other than that, like, I think teachers are doing a pretty good job in handling everything. But that's like my main thing right now.
Kadir, thanks. Anybody else have any thoughts for Mary Molly, teacher Mary Molly?
Yeah, this is Edward Huang speaking. I think that right now, in like this time of a pandemic, I think that this is the time where you should, step in as like a sort of caring figure in students' lives. Like, I think during this time, you should like focus on trying to connect with your students at a more personal level, because right now, it's like Kadir said, it's really hard to keep up with schoolwork. Like, all the homework that I've been assigned has been really hard to just, you know, go through the motions of, you know, sitting myself down in the chair and then studying when like all this is going on. So that's really hard. But yesterday, like, for example, I had a really good class with my AP US history teacher, but it turns out during the entire class session, we didn't really focus on the curriculum. We just focused on talking about like, you know, what was going on. So I think that just, you know, talking to my teacher, who I haven't seen in like 2 weeks now, that was a really nice experience. So I think that right now, maybe just having optional sessions where you can kind of sit down and talk with your students about what they should expect for the rest of the year, like what they should expect from the curriculum, updates from you about yourself. I think that that's really comforting. So I think that you should apply that.
Well, Mary Molly, thanks for the question. And Edward, that reminds me, I mean, are schools doing those kinds of things to support kids as opposed to just the academic stuff? Are they trying to create activities or events that students can get involved with virtually that is more about checking in on their well-being?
Yeah, I think that I don't know how many what other school districts are doing, but my school district, I think, has
San Mateo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, San Mateo County School District has done a great job. Like, I think there's this Instagram right now, smuhsd.uasb. So they got all the leadership groups from every single high school together, and they all made this one social media page. And right now they're holding a virtual Spirit Week. And you post, like, pictures of, like, yourself. Like, for example, yesterday was Pajama Day. So you post a picture of yourself in pajamas, and then you tag them. And, like stuff like that, and they repost it. And like stuff like that, I think that it's my opinion that I think that all school spirit events are somewhat, like, I don't know, dumb. But I think that, you know, during this time, you know, having like a virtual Spirit Week and like school community events that really just show like the community that you're in as a whole, those are really comforting. So, yeah.
And Ray, is San Francisco doing anything like that? Lowell High School?
Not really. We haven't had any sort of unified effort around encouraging morale. I have had some teachers who have been really amazing, and they've reached out. Some of my teachers are sending links to either mindfulness meditation videos that we can watch and use to help combat the stress and the uncertainty of this whole time. But I know SFUSD did create a website for students to go to do kind of fun interactive activities. But besides that, there's been a high level of disconnect. I do have the fortune of being on our school paper to be receiving more information through the whole staff and our advisor. But I know for a lot of students, we don't even know when we're going back. We don't know if our break's going to be extended for longer than the 2 weeks. And it took a while for students to even understand the fact that all the assignments that we're doing right now over the break are not formally graded assignments. They will only be counted as learning opportunities, but it took a while for both teachers and students to fully understand that, just because of a high level of uncertainty around everything that's going on.
Well, we're talking with a panel of high school students about how they're coping with social distancing, missing milestones, school closures, and just the uncertainty of the future and all the questions that have come up, with Ray Weimer at Lowell High School, Edward Huang at San Mateo High School, Kadir Scott at Oakland Tech, and thanks to Deshae Lee of McLean High School in Fresno. More after the break. I'm Mina Kim. Welcome back to special statewide coverage of the coronavirus. I'm Mina Kim. We're checking in with high school students after the COVID-19 pandemic and school closures upended their lives. We're hearing how they're doing, how they're coping, what are their questions, what are their experiences. We're talking with Ray Weimer, a sophomore at Lowell High School in San Francisco, Edward Huang, a junior at San Mateo High School, Kadir Scott, a senior at Oakland Technical High School. And we're talking with you, our listeners. What are your questions for our student panel? What would you like to share? What are your comments, concerns? Give us a call, 866-733-6786. Maybe you're a high school student and have something you want to share yourself. Again, that number, 866-733-6786. You can also get in touch on Twitter and Facebook at KQED Forum, or email your questions to forum@kqed.org. And we're joined now by Jaleesa Gomez-Reyes. She's a junior at Independence High School in San Jose. Hi, Jaleesa.
Hi.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us. You know, one of the things that I was struck by in learning a little bit more about your story before you came on is it sounds like your family's been really impacted by the business closures, the workplace closures that have happened as a result of the shelter at home orders and the closure of non-essential businesses. Can you tell us your family situation?
Yeah, so right now, my mom, well, she didn't work in a business, but she did clean houses for a living. And right now, with the shelter in place and just really the whole, just everyone not wanting to interact with other people, all of her clients have declined her work. And also my older sister, who works at a restaurant in Palo Alto, the restaurant hasn't closed down yet, but because they can't, there's no more dining, that they can't dine in the restaurant, they can't afford having a lot of staff, so they let go her and three other people.
And that's two members of your family. Is your brother out of work as well?
Oh, yeah, my brother is out of work. He works at the San Jose Country Club. And, well, they really can't do anything now with the shelter in place. So, yeah, he's out of work right now.
So are all of you at home, at your home?
My mom and my brother here, and my sister has her own apartment, which is with Bessie lives with her daughter.
So how has it been being home with your mom and brother? Because it sounds like your dad is still working.
Yeah, he is. I don't know. It's been kind of fine. We've been trying to find things to do. Like yesterday, we reorganized the whole house. But sometimes it just gets really quiet. We get really bored, and we just want to have some alone time sometimes. But we're stuck in a house together, so we try to do things together.
Yeah, this listener writes, Sabine, I was wondering if any of the kids experience any positive changes since staying at home and having more time with family. What are the positives for you, Jaleesa?
Well, yeah, I guess just having some of those days where we actually do things together. Like yesterday, we organized the house. We spent time outside with the dogs for like a couple of hours. And, you know, I don't know, me and my sister, now making we're like, okay, we have to do something, so we just decided to make horchata, because we can't buy it, so we are gonna make it ourselves.
Well, let me go to calls. We've got a lot coming in. Carrie in Fairfield, join us. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind, Carrie?
So, I am a sophomore at Vanden High School, and I play boys volleyball. And since we missed so many games, because our season started in February, but after March, I think 13th was when they closed our school for 2 weeks, and now 4 weeks, we missed like 8 games. So I think we're going to cancel our season for this year. And that's pretty sad because we have a couple seniors who I know are trying to get scholarships, and a couple of juniors who are trying to play more so next year they can be able to play a lot for varsity.
Wow. Do you know if those seniors, if they've heard anything about, whether or not because of what happened in their season that they would still be eligible for scholarships, or do you know?
A lot of them play club, so I think they're still going to be eligible for scholarships. Because they have other leagues they can play.
Yeah. But it sounds like volleyball is a big part of your high school experience. What do you like most about it?
It's just because I've been going through some things like depression, and my parents are splitting. So whenever I'm hitting the ball, it feels like I'm trying to break down all my problems to smaller problems and try to handle them like that instead of all them just being clumped up in one big area of my life.
Yeah. Well, Carrie, really, yeah, sorry, go ahead and finish.
And also the schoolwork. So my school, instead of doing online learning, they sent us home with work, and then they're giving us my work from online to do on paper. And it's really hard to get all of it done because you're not with your teachers, and your parents are usually the ones who are grading them. sometimes my parents don't know how the teacher taught it. And, like, it's really stressful, too, because they just keep on giving us work. And I know my principal has sent emails to my teachers telling us not to give us any more work for the next 2 weeks. But if they close down school for the rest of the year, I don't think that a lot of people are going to be able to get their work done because of the distractions around us, like our family problems and all of that.
Well, Carrie, I just want to thank you for being so candid and sharing your story. I really appreciate it.
No problem. And I love this show. Thank you for... I listen to this all the time. It's kind of crazy because I don't know a lot of kids who do, but I listen to this all the time.
Oh, well, I am so happy to hear that, Carrie. Thank you.
No problem.
You know, one of the things that Carrie's story is making me think about is just how you feel like you're understanding why you're being asked to do this. Like, Kadir Scott, do you feel like you have a really good understanding of why you need to stay at home or about this pandemic or how the virus is operating?
They've given us good reasons and helped us understand as just like the citizens why this is so serious and why we should take it serious. Personally, just like from seeing other places in the world, like Italy, the UK, wherever, North Korea, just how they've dealt with their issue, because we're all dealing with the same thing. It's really opened my eyes on why this kind of needs to happen, on why this quarantine is for the better. And overall, I think it's like it's more positive than it is negative. Like, yeah, life gets slowed down a little bit, but we're all not sick and we're all not hurting or in pain or anything. So I think that's a good positive.
So the sacrifices feel worth it to you, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And I am being told that we have on the line Olivia Brooks Sally, a senior at Bishop O'Dowd High School in Oakland. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for joining us. One of the things that I was struck by in terms of your experience was that you were actually encouraging your school to close down when you were hearing about the virus.
Yes, definitely. I think that there has been some misinformation, but from my understanding, there has been a complete tragedy in China and in Italy, and I believe that it could have grown so much more had we not done a shelter in place here in California.
So what did you do to try to get your school to act?
Sure. So I created a petition on change.org. I remember running out of my Spanish class because I felt that it was such a pertinent issue. And then sharing it with my school group, Dragon Democracy. And within 24 hours, it had surpassed 420 signatures, which was amazing. And we were able to present that to the president of our school and the principal of our school, who took that into account and promptly canceled school.
And I know that you're really into politics and media, so it sounds like you're really staying on top of this. But has it been frightening to get all of that information in terms of the impact of the virus and all the questions about what could potentially happen here?
I think especially in the Bay Area, the curve is very frightening. And I think that as a teenager, I definitely did feel a bit naive. Like, how is this happening? How is this happening during my senior year of all times? So I think that being able to adapt has been really difficult, but I think has been really transforming and a great character building experience.
So did you have plans to visit colleges? Because I know some universities are starting to offer virtual tours for people who had wanted to visit campuses.
Yes. Yeah, so I had planned to take a little road trip with my dad on the East Coast and touch a few of the schools that I was interested in. I actually had a flight planned to visit a school in the South. I've never visited the South, so I was very excited. And that got canceled. I was named a Koch Scholar this year, and we were going to go visit Atlanta and the headquarters, and that got canceled. So a lot of my college years have been put on hold, and that's been really difficult.
So you haven't tried any of the virtual tours yet, or are they available from the colleges you're interested in?
I have not. I think that they're in development, and I know that they're planning to have some variations of the orientations that they have for freshmen. But so far, I'm waiting on a few more results before I start touring anywhere.
Well, Olivia, I want to put this question from Orlando to you. And Orlando is 11 years old and writes, do you have friends that live near you or that you are usually around all the time? Or do you have a big family to help you from being lonely?
I love Orlando's question. I do have a huge family. There are 5 other people in the house right now, and every single day we're able to spend a lot of time together. My sister and I do duets on the piano to keep each other company. My little sister and I do workouts. So I think that being able to have my family to lean on has definitely been supplemental for the displaced community that I've lost during this crisis.
Well, Olivia Brooks-Sally, thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate hearing how you're dealing with it all.
Thank you so much. Love to be on.
Olivia Brooks-Sally, she's a senior at Bishop O'Dowd High School in Oakland. And let me go to some more calls. I'll go next to Jay in Hayward. Hi, Jay.
Hey, good morning. So I am a university administrator, and my question for the student panel would be, what can universities and colleges in the state and throughout the country, really, do to support them now to continue their college track so that they are still on track to go to college?
Who would like to answer Jay's question?
Mm-hmm.
Kadir, since you're a senior?
Yes, a senior. I think with supporting students, especially those coming who are planning to go to college or to university next year or this following later on this year, to support us the most, I guess I would just say be understanding, because obviously this is a tough time for everybody. But I do know that there will be some of those like kind of hardcore schools or universities or whatever that are just like, okay, so what? Like you should have still kind of had everything going or whatever. But yeah, like the best thing universities could do right now is just like be understanding, be supportive, maybe put in some type of program or something where students can actually get that extra support rather than just kind of saying like, oh yeah, we're here to help, but like not actually implementing anything, or just kind of band together with students or staffers or whoever whoever wants to be kind of assisting in this experience. Of just like kind of helping people get back into the swing of things and like actually continue with their lives how they kind of plan to. Just really be compassionate and understand. That's what I would say is the most important thing right now.
Well, Jay, thanks for the question. Let me go to Adnan in San Jose. Hi, Adnan.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What would you like to ask?
I was wondering, just given this massive change in your lives and your schooling, like, what is the biggest emotion you and your friends are feeling, or biggest emotions? Is there fear, sadness, disappointment, some combination? Just how are you all feeling?
Mm. Adnan, thanks. Ray Weimer, you want to jump in? Or is this Edward Huang?
Yeah.
Okay, Ray first, and then Edward.
This is Ray. I'll address that. So the main emotion that me and my friends have been feeling has mainly been a lot of uncertainty. We are both missing school and also each other, but it's just this kind of, everything feels up in the air. Nothing really has settled besides the fact that school is closed. We don't know how long. And there's this pandemic going on, but besides that, there's a lot of stuff that we don't know, and that really has not been helpful. I do have some friends who suffer from different mental illnesses, such as anxiety and depression, and for them, just staying at home and not being able to interact socially with other people has been really challenging. Besides that, even in just a general sense, everybody I know has been kind of uncertain with where we will go in the future. Are we going to stay closed for 2 weeks? Will this become 4? Will we just not open again for the rest of the school year? What's going to happen?
with the system of school days, like, because just financially and also emotionally for our, for everybody, it's been mainly uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Edward.
Yeah, I agree with her. I think that I don't think that the fear of the entire situation hasn't really kicked in yet. I think that it, I think that within the next week, as like the numbers increase and all states across the country enforce more extreme measures, I think that this fear is going to increase. But so far, it's been a lot of uncertainty and a lot of boredom. When it comes to uncertainty, a lot of kids, as a junior myself, we were going through the motions of college admissions. So I was actually planning to take the SAT the next day after my school shut down, and then my SAT was canceled. So now I'm really uncertain on what standardized tests I'm going to do, how I'm going to apply to colleges without standardized tests or with a lower test score than I would have gotten today. Yeah, and I think that this entire like school closure, I think that maybe it's been, if there's anything good to come out of it, it's really put some of what I was dealing with personally into perspective. Like at this time 3 weeks ago, I'd probably be scared about a chem test or some dumb quiz. But now I realize that, you know, not everything is about school and that there are bigger issues. So I think that that's one good thing to come out of this.
Jaleesa and Kadir, I'd actually love to have you answer Adnan's question as well. Jaleesa, how about you in terms of the biggest emotion that you're feeling right now? Hi, Jaleesa, are you there? And maybe we lost Jaleesa. We'll see if we can get her back. Kadir, how about you?
The biggest emotion right now?
Yeah, that you're feeling.
Yeah, probably like slight uncertainty. That's probably just, that's really it. Because like I said before, I'm not really trying to make this more of a issue already than it is. I'm trying to take it real easy, take it slow, stay calm, and just understand that like whatever happens, it's like kind of what needs to happen. But I'm real uncertain about like the future. Like this was scheduled to be only 3 weeks. Like we go back to school, but when that first announcement of like the 3 week quarantine came out or whatever, I already knew it was like we're going to last longer than 3 weeks and being stuck in the house. It's not going to go away like that. So I'm just kind of interested to see where this all goes. Like, will this be like some apocalyptic movie? Probably not, but you know, like anything could really happen. So I'm just kind of just taking it slow.
Yeah. And Jaleesa, do we have you back?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Any thoughts for Adnan?
So right now, me and my friends, I guess it's a different kind of loneliness. I don't know, because some of us do have our family, but it's different when we're with friends. It's like we can get away from some like family issues we have when we're at school or we're around each other. And now that we're stuck at home, like, you know, we have to like face those things. I don't know. And some of my friends don't have siblings, so they feel super lonely. And we try to keep in contact through like texting or even sometimes video calls. Just try to get away from that and just pretend that we're like at school maybe or something, because it's super lonely.
Yeah, a different kind of loneliness. Wow. You know, Edward, I know that you've been working on an audio report. Like, it's one of the projects that you've been doing on how on how students use social media, teens use social media. And have you noticed any changes in how they use it during this pandemic?
Yeah. Well, obviously, I think that with the extra amount of time that school would be filling, kids are on their phones so much more. Like, personally, I'm on my phone an absurd amount now. Like yesterday, it was 10 hours. 5 hours of that were on social media. So that was really weird. I think that what I'm seeing that's really interesting, I'm not really sure what this could mean, viewers can interpret that, is that there's like a lot of, I guess, of a more communal experience when it comes to social media. Like, I don't know if any other high schoolers on the panel could speak on this, but there's a lot more chain posting. And like, for example, there's this empowerment challenge where like you tag another person, and then the person that gets tagged reposts the most beautiful photo that they have of the other person. And it's just social media, I think, it's really become more, I guess, wholesome. Like everyone is more reflective on themselves and their lives during this entire situation. And they're really taking into consideration and expressing their gratitude towards their friends now that they can't really talk to them. So I think that's another good thing to come out of this.
Well, Wes asks, are the students taking advantage of this time to create their own sabbatical or taking on a small research project or non-academic activity? I mentioned the one that you're doing, Edward Huang, but anybody else? Is that something that you find yourself doing right now?
This is Ray.
Is this Ray?
So personally for me, I've been taking this time to kind of pursue my passion for creative writing. I've been kind of piddling away at a story for a while, and it's just been nice to have this break because normally during the school year, get home really late, wake up really early, have a bunch of homework, so I don't have a lot of time to pursue any of my more non-academic-focused passions. So that has been a really good, great relief, just to be able to sit down and just do something that I truly enjoy. Not that I don't enjoy school, but add on to this other part of myself that I don't usually get to express.
Well, Stacy tweets, I'm a high school teacher and my colleagues and I are wanting to know how to make online classes better for our students. What part of being online is helpful, wasteful? What do you need from us? Anyone want to give advice to Stacy about how to make those virtual lessons and online courses better, online classes?
I'll take that, Edward. I think that, I guess, during this time, like I said earlier, the best way you can teach right now is to establish a more personal connection. So if you're asking about, like, curriculum-wise, how to actually get kids learning, I think that doing your own personal screencasts with the sound of your voice, I think that that's a really beneficial way that really makes students. I think that what you should do now, right now, is to simulate the environment of school. I think that if you're going to have an online meeting, you should hold it at the same time that you would during the class period. You should be talking in front of a whiteboard. You should do your best to simulate a real classroom experience because, honestly, for myself, it's hard to find the self-motivation needed to actually learn that school forces on me.
Well, we're coming near the end, and I wanted to ask all of you if you have any advice or anything that you want to say to other students or parents who are out there listening. This is statewide, so you have a lot of ears that could benefit from hearing anything that you want to say, whether it be a message of inspiration or advice. So I'll start with you, Jaleesa.
I really want to say that I hope that there's not a lot of worry at home, and I hope that students or parents, like, especially financially, because a lot have been let go. So I really hope that they can find those resources, because I've managed to get some resources or find some resources and send them to my sister in case, like, she isn't able to pay anymore because she doesn't have an income anymore. So
do you have a quick example of that?
Huh? Oh,
do you have a quick example of a resource?
I know that Sacred Heart in San Jose right now is cutting checks for families who need it. And the application form is going up on Thursday again because there was a rush of traffic. So you need, like, documents to prove that you're, like, low income and, like, how many people are in your household like that so you can get a certain amount of money. They're giving a maximum of $4,000 a month. So, yeah.
That's a good tip. Kadir, what about you?
Honestly, just for maybe my seniors out here, just try to keep a cool head. I know with all my friends that are in my senior class, we've all been kind of stressing out about how we don't have a prom, how we don't have a grad night. And how part of our high school experience has been kind of just taken over. I just don't want my my senior people out here to really worry about it as much. Don't let it kind of ruin your mood. Take this as a positive. Take it with a grain of salt. Try some new hobbies. Figure out new passion. Just take this time to really like slow everything down and just kind of figure out where you're going. That's really all I can say right now. For my people who, you know, like do have income issues right now because of this, people who are struggling. No storm will last forever, you know. Always have another chance to keep going. Hopefully anybody struggling can figure out a way to get that support they need from friends, family, whoever. Just everybody out here, just really keep your head up. Don't let this be, you know, the worst thing in the world. Try to keep a positive mindset. That would really help.
That's good advice. Kadir Scott's a senior at Oakland Technical High School. Jaleesa Gomez-Reyes is a junior at Independence High School in San Jose. Edward Huang's a junior at San Mateo High School. And Ray Weimer's a sophomore at Lowell High School in San Francisco. We were joined earlier by Olivia Brooks Sally, a senior at Bishop O'Dowd High School in Oakland, and Deshae Lee, a senior at McLean High School in Fresno. And we were joined by you, our listeners. Thanks so much for your questions, comments. And also thanks to our partners and listeners across the state, including at KCLU in Thousand Oaks, KVPR in Fresno, KAZU on the Central Coast, and KVMR in the Sierra Foothills. I'm Mina Kim. You've been listening to Forum, a special statewide broadcast of Forum.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.